This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush says the U.S. will completely reorganize its troop presence around the world in an effort to create a more agile and responsive military. The Pentagon will shift up to 70,000 personnel currently stationed in Europe and Asia who will be based elsewhere, including in the United States. The president made the announcement yesterday at the annual convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The move will not have any effect on those currently serving longer-than-expected deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. In a moment, we'll have reaction from an advisor to Democrat John Kerry. But first, NPR's Don Gagne reports on the president's speech in Cincinnati.
The president told VFW members from every state in the Union, from wars dating back to World War II, that major changes are needed in the way the military positions itself to respond to future threats. Mr. Bush says the current method, large numbers of American soldiers on duty in places like Germany, is simply outdated.
The world has changed a great deal, and our posture must change with it.
In many cases, U.S. troops are where they are because of a threat that no longer exists, the Soviet Union and the Cold War. Now, following a review that began at the Pentagon more than 3 years ago, the president says those troops can be used more efficiently if they are redeployed, either to other spots around the world, especially those where there's a growing terrorist threat, or back to bases in the United States.
Over the coming decade, we'll deploy a more agile and more flexible force, which means that more of our troops will be stationed and deployed from here at home. We will move some of our troops and capabilities to new locations so they can surge quickly to deal with unexpected threats.
Under the plan, two complete army divisions would be pulled out of Germany, and perhaps one-third of the 37,000 troops based on the Korean Peninsula would be assigned elsewhere. Few specific details of the plan have been released, just the broad outlines, and the administration says consultations with affected allies are still underway. It's being called the largest redeployment of U.S. forces around the world since the Korean War. The president also presented it as a way to boost morale. Soldiers will be closer to their families, he said, and as a plan with significant cost savings.
The taxpayers will save money as we configure our military to meet the threats of the 21st century. There will be savings as we consolidate and close bases and facilities overseas no longer needed to face the threats of our time and defend the peace.
This is a long-term plan the president is laying out. It will take place over the next decade, with the first major troop redeployments not scheduled until the year 2006. So it does not mean a new batch of replacements is coming for those serving extended tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. The administration says the plan has been in the works for years and that this announcement is completely independent of those operations. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Cincinnati.